in that recognition, that's when we have access to this incredible intelligence. This intelligence that really sees everything exactly as it is. You're not playing any games anymore. You're not trying to be a certain way. I know I had all these ideas about how I wanted to be, how I wanted other people to see me. All these games that I was playing, trying to be this kind of person, trying to be a funny person, trying to be somebody that people saw as intelligent, trying to be somebody that people saw as cool, trying to be all of these different things, and it was just constant hard work and never actually led me to feeling okay. It was always, well, you know, am I cool enough? Am I intelligent enough? Am I funny enough? You know, and never quite sure, always watching other people to see their reactions, and again, just this tension. And to see that by relying on awareness, that I didn't have to try and be anything. I didn't have to come up with any strategies or any ideas. I didn't need any of these frameworks just to feel okay. This basic state of awareness was always the case. So that was just such a relief for me to give up all of these ridiculous games, and I just saw through them in a very gentle, gradual way. It wasn't this huge boom explosion of recognition of awareness, and then there was nothing that was ever seemed to be a problem again. But what happened was just by relying on these short moments of recognizing awareness, my confidence naturally grew that awareness was primary in every single perception. Just very naturally, very gradually, very effortlessly. And I took advantage of the support that was offered. So when it was difficult for me and I found myself getting caught up in a train of thought, in a description, mostly what I did was just to put on my MP3 player and to listen to a talk. And that was so simple, it was so easy. As soon as I heard the description of my own natural perfection, well, it was obvious. Now that whole story just naturally subsided, just was seen to have already resolved. I had never been caught up in any of these stories. Just by relying on awareness, this became the case. This became more and more obvious. In my own experience, not some beautiful theory, but really with all of my own life, with all of my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own sensations. And so it's just really, just keep it simple. Just keep it simple, and to see that there's not a problem with anything. There's not a problem with any of your thoughts, with any of your sensations, with any of your emotions. And by relying on awareness, you see that for yourself. You see that awareness is completely indestructible, completely unchanging, always completely open, never affected by any of these appearances. We often use the analogy of a mirror. So the mirror is always just there, just the mirror, completely pristine, completely open, never affected by any of the reflections. No matter how we describe those reflections, the mirror is always just there, completely relaxed, reflecting everything effortlessly. And it's the same with your awareness. It's never been affected by any of the descriptions, by any of the experiences, none of them. So really, just keep it simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. Awareness doesn't need to be thought about to be brought into being. That was quite a shock for me, actually, with my intellectual approach, to realize that there was something about me that didn't depend on my brilliant analysis or my learning or my working things out. That was quite an eye-opener, to realize that there was this stable ground that just didn't need any of that. It was also very humbling, because to see that my intellectual approach, it was fine, and I still enjoy thinking about things, and but I see that that the greater intelligence that includes that conventional thinking doesn't depend on that conventional thinking. So just keep it simple.